USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC says a more contagious UK variant coronavirus strain has been found in all 50 states. White House medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci expressing his concern on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're seeing upticks in cases in many states throughout the country, with particularly driven by this variant 117, which has a better capability of going from person to person. It's kind of a race.
Over 15,000 cases of the variant have been detected across the country. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp says Major League Baseball will regret pulling the All-Star game from his state. The Republican governor says Colorado has more restrictive voting laws than Georgia and accused the league of following cancel culture. The game will be played July 13th at Coors Field in Denver. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
A startling number of unaccompanied migrant children have tested positive for COVID-19 after being transferred out of border stations, sparking concern over cramped and overcrowding facilities may allow the virus to spread. Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso and other Republican senators toured border facilities last week, Barrasso confirming the conditions are cramped and telling Fox News they were asked to delete photos of the migrant facilities by Department of Homeland Security workers.
Well, we were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already, they're only allowed to be there for 3 days by law, but there many are staying there for up to 10 days. They're being tested the day that they leave. And then those that have been tested positive are just kind of moved to one side of the courtroom. They've all been exposed, and then they're sent all across.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A startling number of unaccompanied migrant children have tested positive for COVID-19 after being transferred out of border stations, sparking concern over cramped and overcrowding facilities may allow the virus to spread. Republican Senator from Wyoming John Barrasso and other Republican senators toured border facilities last week, Barrasso confirming the conditions are cramped and telling Fox News they were asked to delete photos of the migrant facilities by Department of Homeland Security workers.
Well, we were told to delete the pictures. No one did. You've seen the video coming out of all of these kids crammed together under the foil blankets, huddling together. And when you have 10% of them who are positive already, they're only allowed to be there for 3 days by law, but there many are staying there for up to 10 days. They're being tested the day that they leave. And then those that have been tested positive are just kind of moved to one side of the courtroom. They've all been exposed, and then they're sent all across the country. That is the real tragedy of this. They are carrying it, though, all around America. They're not being quarantined. Every one of them ought to be quarantined.
And finally, it was on this day back in 1917 when the United States officially enters World War I. 2 days after the Senate voted 82-6 to declare war against Germany, the House of Representatives endorses that declaration by a vote of 373-50. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.